Good morning, and welcome to the Grupo Rotoplas first quarter 2017 results conference call. Please note that today's call is being recorded, and all participants are in a listen-only mode to prevent background noise. Later, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. I would now like to turn the call over to your host for today, Mr. Isaiu Gallegos, Grupo Rotoplas' Head of Investor Relations. Mr. Gallegos, please go ahead.
Thank you, Amber. Good morning, everyone, and thank you all for joining us today. Yesterday, we issued earnings per release after the market closed. The release can be found on the IR section of the Rotoplas website. As usual, we have provided slides to supplement our discussion. These slides can also be found on our website under the investor information. Before we start, let me remind everyone that today's discussion contains forward-looking statements based on the environment as we currently see it, and as such, does include risk and uncertainty. Please refer to our press release for more information on the specific risk factors that could cause actual results to differ materially. The company disclaims any intention or obligation to update or revise any forward-looking statements, whether as a result of new information, further events, or otherwise. I'm joined today by Mr. Carlos Rojas, Chief Executive Officer of Rotoplas, and Mr. Mario Romero, Chief Financial Officer. We'll begin our call with prepared comments, and then we will open it to Q&A. I will now like to turn the call over to Mr. Carlos Rojas. Mr. Rojas, please go ahead.
Thank you, Saul, and thank you, everyone, for your interest in our company. We appreciate your time for joining us this morning. I am very glad and particularly grateful with all the effort done by our management team to present today to our investors community our results for this quarter. As some of you might recall, 24 months ago, and given the situation we were facing at that time in Brazil, we were starting to shift our strategy emphasis in order to reconfigure our business portfolio towards less government-dependent sales. This effort, coupled with the successful integration of the companies we acquired of the last year into the Rotoplas platform, has resulted in a strong increase in revenues and higher profitability. Organic growth was very healthy as the demand for our solutions continued to be strong, mainly in Mexico, Peru, Central America, and Argentina. In these countries, sale of our individual solutions performed particularly well. In Brazil, we started to see some signs of recovery as our sales in this region grew for the first time in 9 quarters, driven by the reactivation of several sales contracts in government channels. In addition, we continue with our presentation strategy in the U.S. market slower than anticipated for firm. As we mentioned during the last conference call, the company established that government-related sales should not represent more than 10% of our total consolidated sales in order to reduce our volatility into our P&L. In line with this strategy, it is worth to mention that this quarter government-related sales account for less than 5% on a consolidated basis. I would like to share with you several updates related to specific geographical where we operate. Let me start with North America GA region. In Mexico, demand for our individual solutions continued to be strong, driven mainly by our water shortage and water flow solutions in the retail channel, driven by strong consumer consumptions and market share growth. We believe this reflects the strength our brand has, as well as the innovations we continually offer with our products. In addition, the successful integration of Citesa brought higher sales of our integrated solutions with maintenance and more stability into our P&L. In addition, as I mentioned before, in the U.S. we remain much focused on gaining market share with higher quality products, innovating and striving to expand our client bases. When compared to the same quarter in 2016, we are proud to say that the number of clients we serve has grown more than 85%. Finally, in Canada, we successfully completed the acquisition of Sansfield Technologies, Inc., an innovation center to specialize in developing water treatment and water recycling systems. We're confident that with this state-of-the-art technology, we will be able to leverage our value creation capabilities in the near future. Following with the South American region, the company did well this quarter in all the markets. Argentina did great in the retail channel and benefited from the cross-selling synergies achieved by the acquisition of Talsar. Brazil, as mentioned before, a slow recovery is starting to show, and Peru benefit from a higher demand for water shortage solutions, mainly because of the impact of El Niño Costero, a climate effect that causes atypical rains and droughts in the region. I would like to take this opportunity to let you know that our second annual integrated report will be available on our website on April 28. The report covers our financial and sustainability-related results for 2016, and it was drafted following the GRI standards. The report includes the most relevant information concerning Grupo Rotoplas, how we operate, as well as the description of our sustainability models, which assess the impact of our products and operation on the threefold aspects of sustainability, economic, social, and environmental, and all alignment with the group's corporate strategy towards 2019. We invite you to review our report in the Investor Relations section on the Rotoplas website. Finally, I would like to say that we remain confident that the strategy that we have implemented over the last 2 years will continue to pay off in the following quarters, as it has during this one. We will remain very focused on taking advantage of the opportunities that water industry offers, and we will do so supported by our current and dynamic product portfolio of water solutions, the strength of our brand, and our proven capabilities to maintain the business profitability. With that, let me turn the call to Mario, who will take your thought through our results. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Carlos, and good morning, everyone. I will now share with you in more detail the financials for the first quarter of 2017. As you know, later, we will turn the call over to you and we'll be happy to respond to any questions you may have. As we mentioned, we are pleased that the results of the quarter show a positive outcome for the effort we have been doing over the past years. Our top line recorded a growth of 41.9% quarter over quarter due to higher individual solution sales in every one of the regions in which we participate and the successful integration of the acquired businesses. When excluding the inorganic sales, the company posted a robust growth of 27%. In Mexico, we recorded a higher demand for our water storage and water flow solutions, which continues to reflect our leadership position in the market and the strength of our brand. Brazil, as Carlos mentioned, starts to give signs of a path to recovery. The other country division registered an increase in individual solution sales, mainly due to the higher demand of water storage solutions in Peru, given the climate effect that caused water scarcity in the region, the cross-selling synergies achieved in Argentina, coupled with good work done in the U.S. When looking at the business by solutions, the individual solution segment grew 33.4% and accounted for 90.6% of total revenue when compared to 96.4% during the first quarter of 2017. When excluding the sales coming from the company acquired in Argentina, Talsar, the net increase was 26.2%. As for the sales of integrated solutions segment, it more than doubled quarter over quarter, mainly due to the recovery of costs in Brazil and to higher sales of integrated solutions with maintenance in Mexico because of the acquisition of Citesa. Integrated solutions accounted for 9.4% of total consolidated sales during this quarter, compared to only 3.6% of the first quarter of 2016. Gross margin decreased 350 basis points. Two-thirds are the result of the change in the mix of sales because of the incorporation of Citesa and Talsar to the portfolio, which have lower margin contribution, and the remainder basis points coming from higher resin prices affected by the Mexican peso devaluation. On the other hand, operating margin increased 70 basis points, resulting from better sales and lower expenses, mainly due to the disciplined expense management utilizing the zero-based budget approach across the entire organization. Along the same line, EBITDA margin grew 210 basis points, mainly due to the increase in sales we mentioned before, coupled with integration of the acquisitions we made last year. Excluding inorganic results, EBITDA margin increased 90 basis points when compared to first quarter 2016. It is important to mention that during the quarter, we registered one-time expenses of 30 million pesos related to the resumption of operations in Brazil, coming from the reactivation of the factories to fulfill the rainwater harvesting sales contracts. It is worth mentioning that EBITDA and net profit generation was the highest we have recorded for a first quarter in the history of the company, proving the effectiveness of the changes we have made over the last 2 years. Finally, all of the above contribute to a net profit margin increase of 80 basis points, while earnings per share for the last 12 months increased 10.3%, reflecting a shift in business profitability trend. Our cash position decreased by 22 million pesos in December 2016 because of debt amortizations paid during the quarter in the amount of 74 million pesos, as well as the acquisition of the Sandsville Innovation Center in Canada for 45 million pesos. Our free cash flow during the quarter, excluding the acquisition and debt amortization, totaled 93 million pesos positive. To conclude, we believe that this quarter results reflect well on how the company executes without the volatility generated by government sales. We are confident that the reconfiguration of our business portfolio with less exposure to government sales, coupled with a continued strong demand and constant efforts toward disciplined expense management within the company, will allow us to recover and exceed the levels of profitability we have enjoyed a few years back. As for our 2017 guidance we referred to during our last call, we confirm our goal of reaching double-digit growth in sales and EBITDA on a year-on-year basis. With this, I would now like to turn the call over to the question and answer session. We will begin by answering questions posed by those of you participating in the conference call, followed by questions received via our website. Operator, please go ahead.
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question, please signal by pressing star 1 on your telephone keypad. If you're using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Again, please press star 1 at this time. We'll go to Aiden Rodriguez with GBM.
Hello, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my questions. Firstly, regarding the restart of certain Brazilian operations, has your outlook of the recovery of the country changed during the first quarter of this year? And additionally, what are your expectations from Brazil during 2017? Thank you.
Hello, Adan. Thank you very much for your question. Good morning. First of all, Brazil, we have some signs of starting some recovery, although today we're living with very intense competition, driven by prices. So our position today is to be with not much efforts for trying to have a growth where this market is so competitive, but to be ready for better moments. So we are just trying to keep all our capabilities and be ready for better moments. With the government, they have shown some signs of recovery, but not something significant. So in this year, Brazil, we are not expecting anything significant in our reflected in our P&L, but just to maintain it ready for the right moment.
Okay, thank you for your answer. And another question, if I may. We saw strong performance from the Mexican operations throughout this quarter. Can you give us a little bit more color of what drove this performance, mainly with price increases, volumes, a mix of both? And do you see this performance as sustainable for the rest of the year? Thank you.
Specifically, we have a significant growth in our regular portfolio, the individual solutions, driven mainly by the drought that we have been suffering, but also by the benefits our product shows to resolve these problems for the consumer. And in the integrated solutions, as we mentioned, we have been able to manage Sytesa and to integrate Sytesa in our portfolio solutions, and it starts reflecting in our P&L. It doesn't start to reflect yet in Sytesa the cross-selling potential that we believe we have for growth of this opportunity. And yes, we believe this is going to keep for the year.
Okay, thank you very much for your comment, gentlemen. Have a good day.
Thank you.
And as a reminder, if you do have a question, please press star 1 at this time. We'll go to Pablo Recalde with Bank of America.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for the call and congrats on the results. I have two questions. The first one is related to the expenses related to the start of operations of Brazil. I just want to double check the amount. You mentioned 32 million pesos for the first quarter. And if we should expect more of those expenses during this quarter, that would be my first question.
Yes. Hello, Pablo. Thanks for joining us for the conference. Yes, we mentioned 30 million pesos. That was a one-timer that we don't expect to be recorded in the first quarter. So going forward, all that is taken, so we don't expect to have more of this revamping of our operations in Brazil.
Perfect. And my second question is on Mexico and on the water fountains program. I see that you didn't record any revenues during this quarter, so I was wondering if you have started to register some revenues since April?
Yes. Let me try to explain about the water fountains. First of all, up to date, we have more than 4,000 water fountains installed. Out of those, 2,000, about half of them, come from this program that the government started last year with a potential of 40,000 schools with water fountains. We are on the track according in our plans. In the P&L has reflected only 269 water fountains, and we're expecting this year to have bids for 18,000 fountains, and half of them, around 9,000, should be we should have the leads in the couple next weeks.
More on Carlos. He mentioned we recorded sales last quarter in 2016, but this quarter we haven't recorded any sales of the water fountains. And the main reason is that the process to take all the necessary signatures into the documents is taking a long time, but we think that will be achieved during the rest of the year.
Okay, perfect.
And as a reminder, if you do have a question, please press star 1. We'll go next to Ulysses Argota with Santander.
Hi, guys. Thank you very much for the call. Just two quick questions. The first one, given the restart of contracts in Brazil and the improvement we've seen there, can we expect to see break-even in that market probably in the next quarter? What are the expectations you have for this? And then the second one, just to be clear, does the guidance that you gave, does it include the acquisitions or is it all organic growth? Thank you.
Hello, Ulysses. Thanks for joining us this morning. Regarding Brazil, yes, the goal is to be neutral for the remainder of the year. We think we should be in path to achieve that. And on the guidance we gave it as an overall company. That includes inorganic growth.
Okay. Thank you very much, Mario.
And we will go next to Mason Zhang with Cedar Street Asset Management.
Hi, thank you. Can I ask, can you shed some light on the one-time charge that happened in your Brazil business?
Yes, we, as mentioned during the call, we have a contract already signed from 2014 for doing some rainwater harvesting devices. Obviously, we all know the story about what happened in 2015 and 2016. And 2017, some of these water solution has been reactivated. So when we have to go out, hire the people, start to rotate the inventory that we have paralyzed for 2 years, that is when all these one-time charges happen. So those are charges that either were sitting on the balance sheet or because of hiring new services or people to fulfill these contracts.
So that charge is associated with primarily hiring cost, right?
Yes, part of it is hiring cost, but also part of it was from inventory being sitting in your balance sheet from the past.
Okay, thank you.
And as a reminder, if you do have a question, that is star one, and we will go back to Pablo Ricalde with Bank of America.
Hi, thanks. I have a follow-up question on pricing. I don't know if you can mention your pricing strategy going forward now that raw materials have increased.
Sorry, we lost you.
No, I was wondering if you could provide your pricing strategy for the rest of the year, because you mentioned on the press release that you saw higher raw material prices.
Yes, Pablo. What we did is in January, we announced a price increase of most of our product lines. That was effective in February, and we've been charging better prices full from March. That price increases will offset the increase in the FX presented over the quarter. The increase we did was roughly 5% on a blended mix, and we expect to keep our price point at that level if the macro variables stay pretty much the same.
Okay, thanks.
And we have no further phone questions at this time.
Okay. We want to thank you for your time and your interest in Grupo Rotoplas and hope you will join us again next quarter. Until then, we'll be sure to provide you with important updates. Thank you again.
That does conclude today's conference. Thank you, everyone, for your participation.